It's a program coming up Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock called Windswept with the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. In the studios are Margot Marlott. Good morning.
Hi.
And also joining us is Kara Stoley.
Hello. Oh,
hi. It's so nice to have you guys here. This program features the bassoon and strings. And I was curious, how did it come about?
Well, I've known Kara for almost as long as I've lived in town. We ended up at Butler University together. I was getting my master's there, and I believe Kara was getting her undergrad degree in music performance. So we were in orchestra together and probably in a class or two together. And then along the way, we've played in gigs together. I have been lucky enough to substitute with the chamber orchestra down there and the symphony. And so we see each other a handful of times each year, and I know her playing really well. And we were at a gig and talking about the Chamber Music Society. And in my executive director brilliant mode, I said, "Hey, Kara, would you like to play on the chamber music series?" And she came back to me very quickly with an idea, and it just sounded fabulous. Bassoon and string quartet.
It's a wonderful combo and not necessarily one that is well known. I know there are several composers on here that may be new to folks. Antonio Vivaldi and a wonderful concerto coming up. But Haydn, and not the Joseph or Michael Haydn, but one that is, who was a wonderful composer at IU for many years, Bernard Haydn. Tell us a little bit about this work you're going to be playing.
This work, you very much can hear Hindemith's influence. He was a student of Hindemith, and you can very much hear his influence, although he has his own lyrical style as well. And it's an enjoyable piece of music. And I think, like some of the other pieces on the program, like Gordon Jacob, Haydn does a good job at writing for these specific instruments. And he's very good at knowing the facility and abilities of each instrument and learning how to use the tenor register of the bassoon and blend that with the viola or the bass register with the cello as well. And also taking into account, you know, the timbres. So he does a beautiful job writing for the bassoon with the strings, and they blend together actually very beautifully. And I'm excited to be able to perform this piece. I had the pleasure of meeting Haydn in Bloomington when working on a graduate recital, where I was first introduced to this piece of music. And this was actually in 1999, so it was in the last year of his life, and he was actually bedridden in his home. But so we had the pleasure of going to his home and performing this for him. So I had that great pleasure.
Wow.
I had a few words of advice, but I think we were in many ways more there for him in many ways too. But it was a very much a memorable experience getting to perform this work in his home for him.
Yeah, that's something we can't do with Bach or Beethoven, but when it's musicians of our time and composers that are living, that's just amazing. Margot, the bassoon, when it's not together, sort of looks like it could be in, you know, Star Wars Episode 7, I think. It's not a small instrument, and it's one folks might recognize as grandfather. Was it fun to have these different works in different time periods coming up for the concert and an instrument that isn't usual, perhaps?
I'm excited. Yeah, actually. Well, Kara's a really fine player, so I'm lucky that she said yes. And truth be told, John, I played the bassoon in junior high. So
really?
I'm especially proud to bring the bassoon to the Chamber Music Society. And of course, you can't beat a string quartet in a chamber music concert. So I hope that is appealing to our patrons and our hey, maybe we better check this out kind of folks. So it's going to be a wonderful mix of different kind of music. The Vivaldi I'm particularly interested in. Is that originally for bassoon?
Oh, yeah, yes, it is. And actually,
cool.
Vivaldi, who, you know, wrote 400 concertos, and half of which for violin, the second most number of concertos he wrote for was the bassoon. There are 41 written for bassoon, two of which are unfinished and unpublished. So he wrote very prolifically for the bassoon. I have a great appreciation for approaching Baroque music from a Baroque tradition, not a modern or contemporary version of it. So this is very exciting to me because all of the members of the string quartet that I'm working with are very versed in the Baroque tradition, and so we're able to really present it in an exciting, traditional Baroque way.
We're looking forward to the concert called Windswept Sunday afternoon. Margot, I was going to ask, it's got to be nice in Fowler Hall to be able to see this quintet come together. And it's one of the great things about chamber music is that it's very intimate, isn't it?
Yes, we're happy to be at Fowler Hall. It's been a really nice, something new for us. Almost all of our concerts this year are at Fowler, save our first concert. And it's been, I think a good experience, certainly for the performers, and the support we get from the Hall of Music staff has been really great. And it is a nice, intimate setting. I wouldn't say tiny, but it is. Every seat is a great seat, and the stage is very pleasant to play on. So it's been a great move for us.
Well, we're looking forward to Windswept this Sunday. I know you have a couple more things. We'll have to have you back for some Bach and some German Romance. And it's great to talk to you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We hope that the students at Purdue see it as a convenient location. And a $5 ticket for college students, I think, is very reasonable. And as always, our concerts are free for students, kindergarten through 12th grade.